This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. COVID-19 variants are contributing to increased transmission and hospitalizations in Colorado. The health department tracks variants by randomly testing samples from across the state. About half have come back as the UK variant, B.1.1.7, and the state's epidemiologist says that number keeps increasing. The UK variant is more transmissible, and there is some evidence that it may cause more severe illness. Denver 7 has outgrown its iconic building in downtown Denver, which the company has occupied for more than 50 years. The building's owners had plans to sell it to a developer and relocate, but three Denverites submitted a landmark petition to save the structure. Dean Littleton, general manager of Denver 7, says while the building borrows from brutalist architecture, it's not the best example.
I just don't think it's a strong enough example of brutalist architecture to landmark this over the wishes of the owner and the employees in that building.
Unless a compromise is made, Denver City Council will make a decision about the fate of the building in early May. Colorado's Mining Board has voted unanimously to deny a state permit for a new sand and gravel pit mine in the protected Blue River Valley. State mining officials recommended approval of Peak Materials' proposed 54-acre mine along the river north of Silverthorne, but conservation groups warned the mine could harm water and wells. You're listening to CPR News.